Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I didn't know that there
there's beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores. It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But why wouldn't you do...
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio.
Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Right, hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. Thank you for joining us, everybody. I will be with you for the next 2 hours and 48 minutes, but I am not alone. Christina will be joining us here in just a minute. And if anyone out there in Radio Land has anything you want to go over tonight, the number is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into tonight's conversation. So, Christina, welcome in.
Thanks, Frank. And hi, everyone. Thanks for being here.
Oh, I feel so much better now as opposed to I felt like death for a few days last week.
I started to say, you sound great tonight. You must be feeling a lot better.
Yeah, I still don't know what happened to me over that particular weekend that's spilled out into last week. I have no clue what happened, but glad it's over.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people having issues right now. You know, the pollen counts are just so high and everything, but who knows? I mean, we're bombarded with so many things right now in our environment. You know, I'm sure we're going to experience a lot of this, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, but at least
you
got over it.
So
many things. It seems like I get hit with everything at once. I've had 2 travel requests and just, you know, trying to look at starting the other business and just lots of things. But today is, I just want to give a big shout out to my grandson, Coda Phoenix. Big happy birthday. He's 9 years old today. We did Mother's Day and his birthday yesterday. So that was fun. That was fun. But, I'm just, you know, trying to keep up on everything. I mean, we've really got a lot of truth to tell. And, I mean, we've got to get a lot of people on board. We just got to do this. We've got to, you know, prevent what's coming. We've got to prevent it because, you know, we know that they're in the process right now with everything I've been seeing and keeping up with. We know that they've got something else out there that they're going to try to release. So, I mean, we've got to somehow get enough people on board to not let it happen this time. So, I guess, I think more and more people are starting to come on board, but I don't know. When you, did you see the new trailer for the new Plandemic movie? It was very interesting, and it showed all the, like, the movie stars and the show, like, the, you know, host on all, like, CNN and that. It showed everybody and all their advertisement that they did for that shot. I mean, even commercial or even, like, cartoons and stuff. I mean, it was sickening. I couldn't believe that it happened. And obviously I didn't see all those because I don't watch that stuff anymore, but it's no wonder that people were so gullible and lined up for this, because if they watched all that, I mean, if you watch it, they make it look like, I mean, I'm sure you've seen some of them. Have you seen, like, the musicals and some of the things where they were doing the, you know, the gene therapy? Did you see any of them?
Well, I saw everybody was requiring them, allegedly, to watch their Broadway plays and stuff, if that's what you mean. As far as watching it on Smell-O-Vision, the little Smell-O-Vision I watched from 2020 to 2022, the only things I saw on TV was propaganda. I didn't really see anything otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see them on TV, but what it is I forget the guy's name, the guy who's responsible for Plandemic, Willis, I think his name is Willis, but he just let out a trailer for the new one. And so he basically captured little runs from all of the different commercials that you know, took place during COVID when they were really pushing the shot and trying to get people to get it. And it is scary. I mean, you know, they had really popular stars that they got to line up for this, and they were doing, like, literally musicals, talking about the shots and showing, you know, everybody lining up, and then they do this cute little dance move, and then everybody gets the jab in their arm. And I mean, it was really sickening. I just, you know, so, and you know, the majority of people watch TV. But, well, I say that. I don't know anymore. I think a lot of people can't afford it anymore. But
I think people still watch it.
Yeah, I do too. So, you know, well, they probably, I'm surprised they haven't made it all free so that they can keep
programming. Well, TVs are so dirt cheap to buy nowadays that having a TV is no big deal.
Yeah, isn't that funny that the TV prices haven't gone up like everything else? I think we once said that before. It's like, because they want to keep programming everyone. They want everybody to watch.
Yeah. I'm surprised they don't, like, give you a stipend for willing to accept a Smell-O-Vision in your house.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I told you the story with my daughter. Oh, my God. I sent you the picture. I didn't know if you saw it yet, but she literally, before they went to the airport, she was there for a week. She's a creative art director, so she was out there doing a shoot for their new line of, for Naturalizer. And so they were getting ready to fly home Friday, and they stopped and ate. And she said literally when she sat down on the bench, and it was like a picnic bench outside, she said she sat down and she felt that splinter just go all the way into her leg. And she said her friend across the table was like, "Oh my God, what's wrong?" She said, she could see it in her face. And she told her what happened. She's like, "A splinter just went into my leg." And so she said, "I'm going to go to the restroom and try to get this out." And her friend was like, "Well, take your phone with you in case you need me." And so she did, and she got in there, and she said it was as long as her finger, And she said she could feel part of it hanging out, but she said she couldn't pull it. She said, I could not pull it out. So she literally pushed it from one end to the other out. She said it hurt so bad. But she said, luckily, it just went, like, into that outer layer of skin to where she didn't even bleed, but she said it hurt so bad. She said the restaurant was obviously panicking. Because she said, you know, that's the kind of stuff that people love so that they can do them.
So they offer her a free meal and stuff?
No, she said they had basically already paid. And so, you know, when she told the restaurant, she was like, she's like, you know, it's okay. Because they were really scared. They were worried. And anyway, she said, no, but she said, you know, you could give us a coffee to go or something like that. I think they gave them 2 drinks or something to go. So anyway, but she said it was funny because there was, I forget the guy that she said was sitting by her. Let's see if I can find. Oh, yeah. She said there was an actor sitting next to him, and she said he was so concerned. She said he was the pastor and part of Dixie or something, which I have no clue what that is. But anyway, she said he was just so concerned. So, but that was scary. And she was like, she was terrified because she was like, I didn't want to have to go to the hospital in California.
Oh, I know.
So she was, you know, so she was doing everything to prevent it. And luckily she was able to get it out. I was just like, son of a gun. Scared me to death. So I'm just glad she got it out. And I think so far she seems okay. A little red, but nothing major.
Okay.
But anyway.
So we're in the middle of this illegal invasion right now.
Oh, and, my God.
And it's funny that everybody's saying that it's not a thing, but it's funny. I was watching a video of someone, the Border Patrol, telling a reporter that there's no buses full of illegals coming today. And while he's telling them to leave because there's no buses, here come a couple of buses.
Yeah. I guess Biden, he either knows that he's just a puppet that they're going to keep trying to put into place, or he just really doesn't want to be reelected. Because with everything that's happened, I mean, how can anybody still be supporting him? I mean, honestly.
Well, the thing is that, and I watched somebody actually, I was listening to some radio today, and someone said, as much as I don't like Brandon, I'm going to vote for him because the other option is Trump.
I don't think they're going to put Trump up. Do you? Do you think they will?
Yeah.
Really?
They would like to because they know that there's a lot of people just like this caller I heard today, and they said, I'd rather have a civil war in World War III because the other option is Trump.
So they're
hoping that there's enough of those type of people.
I guess they want to keep the conflict. Yeah, you're right. I just, the problem with Trump is the other side will not let it go.
Is, honestly, it doesn't matter which Republican person it is. They already have most of the script already written. Like,
well,
if it was Dr. Ben Carson, they'd be talking about how Dr. Ben Carson's a white supremacist.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
He's the best neurosurgeon in the history of the world, but they're going to call him a white supremacist.
Yep.
So
absolutely.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and that fits into that, you know, that video clip about democracy. You know, I never realized until I watched that, you know, everybody thinks that we're a democracy, and, you know, we're not at all. We're a constitutional republic, but I didn't realize the Greek word for, what is it? For democracy is, you know, you separate it. It's that demos and, I guess, kritia or whatever. Demos meaning people and kritia meaning rule. So, you know, he said democracy does not have a ruler. You don't vote. You know, everybody's equal. There's no central authority. It's a, you know, you're fully self-ruled. So I don't think most people know that. I don't think people understand what democracy is. You know, and that's really what we want, but that's not what we have. It's not what we have at all. So, you know, one point he brings up, and I think about this all the time, you know, they take our tax dollars, and they do what they want with them. They apply them, you know, to things that many of us don't believe in at all. I mean, literally, I want to become an American state nationalist because I don't want my tax dollars to go to some of these issues. I don't want to support them. It's just not right. And that's what he was talking about. He was like, you know, a democracy would never ask you to pay for something that you don't believe in. You know, so I don't know if people stop and think about that, but it's not okay that, you know, my tax dollars go to fund an abortion. No, I'm not okay with that. So I'm not okay if my tax dollars are going to go fund this gender ignorance. I mean, I'm sorry. It's not right, and I shouldn't, none of us should have to pay for things that we don't believe in. It just makes no sense.
No, I understand, and I feel the same.
Yeah.
We can play your democracy video, but I want to get Mr. Broccoli out of the way first, though.
Oh, sure. I've got that one pulled up, too.
We're playing two because you missed the one from last week. And I don't want episodes to get lost in the show.
Yeah. Okay, I gotcha. So you're going to play both of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I have other clips as well. By the way, the Durham report is a couple days late and a few dollars too short.
Yeah. All right, there it is. Okay. Almost got it. So which one are you going to do first?
The social credit score.
Okay. All right, I've got it pulled up.
All right. I don't have one of them pulled up. There we go. All right. So we're going to check out the social credit score featuring the wiretap.
Okay.
In 3, 2, 1, action.
Hold it right there, green dude. You are hereby detained by me, sir.
Why is whenever I go someplace, I keep running into you?
That's because I followed you, sir. You damn did travel without having a social credit score.
I travel through a private jet. Superheroes do not need social credit scores to travel.
I disagree, sir. You have a zero credit score as you have not provided a cell phone number yet. You are actually in the negative green, dude. You support Donald Trump and Robert F. Kennedy. Plus you have never even once shown anyone your junk in public. Now, let's get you into that TSA naked body scanner, sir.
We all know that is a big fat no.
We'll know. That is a big fat yes. Now let's get you to remove said clothing and place those articles of clothing right next to my person.
Anyway, nice seeing you. Now I have places to go and other people to talk to instead of you.
Are you that much of a fool, sir? I have not released you from my custody, green dude.
You can tell G-Lobalist I said he can shove his cashless society up his.
That was the wrong choice of words, says green dude. Now I am forced to take it to the local elementary school. We need to select some top quality children to read and perform sketches from the Chelsea Clinton supported book Gender Queer. It is a new benchmark for quality education to childrens.
That's it. Now I will arrest you for child endangerment.
That is it. Now I will arrest you for not willing to diddle childrens. Why are you so much of a buzzkill and a biznitch? You have to get with the times, green dude. By the way, sir, we are also coming to remove your home appliances. We are now going to start banning dishwashers, washers, dryers, and air conditioners. It's about time we force you nincompoops and fuss budgets to live like it is the year 1599. That is why you shall require a microchip on your person and a Lysnicka Freedom microchip. We need to control you 99% dolts and something that cares. We have had enough of your so-called freedoms. Now you shall see how us globalists can enjoy our freedom while showing roughly 8 billion of Earth inhabitants extreme pain and micromanaging. By the way, green dude, you are losing about 75 social credit points for not having a bloody scam on that face. You now have enough negative points for me to place you in that FEMA camp. That definitely does not exist.
Look. All I know is you are being arrested for being involved in child trafficking.
Ha ha, green dude. Like anyone bloody cares what you say. If you arrest me, then G-Globalist will simply pull some strings and then we just finna go and arrest you again. By the way, you have not removed one stitch of clothing. Why do you not respect trans people and authority, green dude? Is it because I am a black trans?
What you do with adults, I do not care. I get involved when you involve yourself with children. Leave the kids alone.
That is too bad, sir. That is how you make sure you will never see the light of day ever again. It is a trans world right now, green dude. Without being a trans, you will never ever in your life had an above average social credit score.
You are not a trans. You are not whacking your testicles off. You are not transitioning to a girl. You are just a creepy dude that literally have sex with anything and everything.
How dare you offend me, sir? It is not my fault I have not sex with you yet. You will not let me even see your kumquat or your monkey. I can't help about the shape I'm in. I can't sing. I ain't pretty and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of. You, I might not give the answer that you want me to. Oh well.
Okay, let's get you arrested.
But green dude, why art thou not finna show me said kumquats? We need to make sure you are showing them directly to the children so you can have some semblance of a social credit score. I promise I will only make a couple of TikTok videos of your junk and we'll dance the funky chicken next to it. I know how to make it go viral.
That is something that is definitely not happening, dog.
That is something that is definitely happening, dog. You will finna stop listening to Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, and Proof Negative. Every time you turn on their channels you shall lose 100 points.
We need to stop letting the globalists run our lives.
You need to let us globalists run your lives. By the way, green dude, you can collect a one-time 55 social credit score points if you allow us to put a camera inside your shower. This way we can watch you lather at those delicious kumquats. We can also make sure we're using GMO soap and not an organic soap. All organic products are considered taboo and will bring you a worse credit score.
Anyway, When these globalists kill off the banks and force you into the cashless society, it will hurt in the beginning. If we all just say no and keep using cash, there is nothing they can do. If we submit to a microchip and a cashless society, then humanity will be completely dead. That is their goal.
You need to zip it right this instant, green dude.
Anyway, check out the Proof Negative radio show. Get yourself educated. Go to freedomizerradio.com and check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof will keep you up to date on all the latest in globalist news. He has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and there is a schedule on the website for all the other shows on freedomizerradio.com.
You keep stepping in it. Stop promoting freedomizerradio.com. You need to let people become zombies so we can depopulate the earth, sir. Bill Gates is the undisputed king of deep pop. No one can touch us globalists, so you best just give up your miserable lives and let us do what we bees finna do anyways.
Alright, one episode down. I hope it was alright. Did you fall asleep on me?
Sorry, I muted it. Yeah, no, it was good.
I was going to say, I hope it wasn't that bad.
No, I hit mute. Sorry about that.
Okay. So, the wiretap does what he does. So, the next one was debate night, and I did as much as I could on this. at some point, I almost maxed out the memory on this particular next one. I got it up to 99%. Another 40 seconds of discussion, I would have had to cut some stuff.
Okay.
So, let's get, there's a debate featuring a bunch of people.
I see. All right.
All right, so when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, so we'll count it down. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our debate tonight. I am Amanda, your impartial debate host. We will discuss a bunch of topics and tell you how to think. We have the absolute wrongest view ever. Mr. Broccoli Person?
You mean Broccoli Man. My name is Broccoli Man.
Shut up, you something ducker. Quit proving you are racist and genderist. Only bigots still have a gender.
Yes. We are all loving and liberal around here.
I don't believe I have to stand next to white peoples on this biznitch.
We have the liberal point of view who are somewhat correct in their thinking. And we also have the best point of view. We have the founder of lies and the Kifarmacia Dickles and the Freedom Microchips, Mr. G-Libelist. He's with one of his superheroes. He also runs the Goon League, the superheroes of the 1%. The only superheroes that actually matter. The wiretap. I said we have G-Libelist and a wiretap.
Bruh.
I hate all of you something duck cares. I hope you all get one of my gene therapies and die.
That was a very good motivational speech, Mr. G-Libelist. Okay, our first question tonight. Should trans men be allowed to play in women's sports? Let's get the ball suit wrong answer out of the way first. Broccoli Person, you can tell us the wrong answer first.
Well, first off, my name is Broccoli Man. Second of all,
we are going to move over to the liberals in the middle.
You did not even let me talk.
So what, green dude? No one bloody cares.
Martha, can we have Mr. Broccoli Mouthbone shut here for this debate? He just needs to stand there with his hands over his junk while the grown adults do all the talking.
And as a matter of fact, why is he allowed articles of clothing to join this debate? We all previously agreed he would be required to show his junk on national television.
I think it is only fair that I could do women's sports if I say I'm trans.
I also want to do women's sports. I am trans and also I am a vegan. I drink enough Bud Light to help them stay in business. Good on them for giving Dylan Mulvaney a voice.
But how can you be a trans if you are not having anything whacked off? You have no plans to remove your junk, so what are you transitioning to?
That was very offensive, green dude. How dare you say offensive language on live TV, sir?
We are very happy to have trans men compete in women's sports. It will help women realize their places in a kitchen. Men are superior to women in every way, including being a woman.
I bet Broccoli Person is so dumb, he thinks he knows what a woman even is.
Okay, next question. Some states now take children from the parents if they do not allow their children from doing drag queen shows or getting a sex change. Do you feel that is appropriate to have kids at any age being taken away from their parents for not participating in this? How about you liberals?
Absolutely. It is about time that we stand up for kids' rights to dance naked on stage and make that money in front of drunk men.
I am so glad we can break down these social walls. It is high time I stop getting arrested for finding young toddlers to diddle. Parents should not have any right to tell me I cannot have my way with their child.
I say whatever helps us depopulate the earth. If it means we have to sacrifice today's youth so we can get Earth's population under 500 million so we can control everyone in the 99%, then I am in favor of it.
You are right again, G-Libelist. It is a good thing you sponsor this debate. Our last question tonight, if California is defaulting on their debt of $18 billion, is it fair for the state to announce they are going to spend $500 billion annually on slavery reparations?
I don't care who pays for it or what happens to whose economy. You all just need to give me my VAT tax. I don't care if all the white peoples pay for it. I need mine, and that is every single year, not just that one time bullish.
I think it is only fair. I was born the wrong skin color so I could be forced to pay. But at least I get my stipend for leasing a trans.
I also get a trans stipend. I am also a vegan who shows my junks to the kids. I am very happy that I will be forced to eat Z-bugs and own Z-nothing. Only the 1% should be allowed to own things.
You are a bunch of fools if you think that these black people will get anything from us. We'll just collect the monies and create bureaus to put the money into. That $500 million annually might be in reality only a couple hundred dollars to every black resident. And then they will pay taxes on it. But they will not bloody care because it is liberal.
As long as I get mine, I will always vote Democrat. We are loving and liberal up in this place.
But who is going to pay for it?
No one bloody cares, sir. Now how many bloody timers must we tell you to zip it? Zip it good. When a problem comes around, you must zip it.
I want to shoot that Mr. Broccoli dead right now. May we end the talking here so we can get rid of what is wrong with America today?
Good thinking, G-Libelist. This debate tonight was brought to you by Lysinica Pharmacia Dickles. Just because the COVID emergency is over does not mean you need to stop getting your gene therapies. You also need to get a Freedom microchip and also purchase a Lysinica suicide pod. Until next time, good night everyone.
All right, so our Broccoli Man allotment is done for the night.
Well, that was good. There was a post on Facebook that kind of I guess it can go a little bit with this. Did you see the one where they talked about putting 100 women on an island and 10 men?
Yes.
Oh, you saw that. That's the way it would happen. Guess nobody thinks about that.
Yeah, well, they can't pretend. They can't pretend forever what they are.
Yeah. Where is that? Oh. So they're trying to sneak something in again on this new immigration bill, as they always do. There's always something hidden, you know. They make you think it's for one thing, and then they've got a little extra in there they're going to slide in with it. So it's talking about the members of the U.S. House are set to vote this week on new legislation that would greatly increase the federal government's power over private businesses, workers, and U.S. citizens. And it's saying, of course, the GOP, the majority, is supportive of the legislation. So it's called the Border Security and Enforcement Act of 2023, H.R. 2640, because it is being marketed as a bill to secure the border. So basically this is going to bring in the E-Verify to where all businesses, right now it's just a voluntary thing, to where a few businesses are doing it in a few states. Not many people are using it. But if this passes, all businesses are going to have to use the E-Verify, which is essentially a federal surveillance program that determines whether or not a person can be legally employed in the United States. So every American would require the federal government's permission to work. So they just, it's just another big overreach, you know, of government power that shouldn't exist in a democracy. So, I mean, people are just, we've stopped educating on the things that obviously they don't want us to know. They don't want people to know what a democracy is. And that's the problem. People just, they have no idea, I don't think, what, you know, what they really can and can't do. So I heard, I was watching a little video clip of, I think it was kind of like a news person down on the border, and there was a security, one of the border control security people, and they weren't sure he was legit or not, but he was driving a truck, he looked legit, and he got out and he was approaching them, and he was telling them, you know, you can't be down here, and they're like, you know, he's getting kind of irate with him, and the one guy, the reporter, he got out of the car and he said, look, he said, you work for me, and he said, you need to watch your tone. And I was like, wow, that was great. I mean, you know, people don't know that they can do that, but then again, if a lot of people that would try that, depending on the person on the other side, you know, they do think they have that authority to say. And I mean, they don't. But unfortunately, we don't. There again, the justice is void. So, you know, in that situation, the guy backed down because he knew what he was doing. But I don't know. We just got to keep, like I said, we just got to keep talking and telling the truth and educating people and hoping that they care enough to start listening and following and then spreading the news themselves. But with everybody so busy, that's not always the easiest thing to get accomplished. So, did you hear that Ireland passed a new hate speech law?
Yes. Yeah, I was...
Did you see the punishment? It says those caught misgendering someone can face 5 years in prison. That's funny to me.
So are people just not going to talk to each other now?
Yeah, no joke. I mean, seriously, what has happened to Ireland? I had no idea that they were that crazy.
So they try to say there's thousands of genders now, and you have to pick which one of those thousands of genders somebody is. Because if you call someone a they and they call themselves a Zims, then yeah, that could get you in jail.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I refuse. I refuse. I'm not participating.
But if you kill somebody, that's less of a sentence for you.
Yeah. Yeah, you know,
as long as you call them the right pronoun when you are killing them.
Yeah. Right. It popped up again today, the video of it showed it really close. Somebody got a really close video of the black hand, you know, sticking out of the window on January 6th. And then Ashley Babbitt, it shows the hands with the gun. And it shows her stepping up, you know, into that window, and it shows him shooting her. And I'm just like, I mean, it's just unbelievable. I'm thinking, what a coward. They had freaking officers right there around her, and this guy, I mean, he was a coward. And he's not even being prosecuted. I know how it's possible. Because we know there's only justice for, you know, one set of people.
Right.
Oh.
Vito wants to say hi. I'm going to open his mic because he's in a truck.
Sure, absolutely.
No truck today, Proof. I'm in my car. I'm home for a couple of days.
I always try to go to people when they're driving a truck because you don't know how much time you have with them.
Yeah, true that. No, I'm picking up a motorcycle on Wednesday, so I came home for a couple of days.
All right.
A motorcycle.
Yeah, I think I take it easy. But I just tuned into your show. I don't know if you discussed the Durham report yet.
Barely.
Bruce mentioned it.
It's about $20 too little, and about 5 minutes too long ago.
Yeah, it's just sad. We clearly now have proof that there is a two-tier justice system in this country. There should be, Clapper should be in jail. Comey should be in jail. The guy that ran the CIA, I forget his name, he should be in jail. Hillary Clinton should be in jail. And no one's going to get locked up for this group. No one.
No one's even going to get a slap on the wrist even.
Right.
No, because now all they're saying now, the left, and we have to put it this way, all the left is saying now, this is nothing new. This was already discussed.
Ugh.
You know, they started Crossfire Hurricane. They went full throttle on it, and there was nothing there. There was no there. All we kept hearing was Russia, 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 when it was nothing but BS. BS, BS.
Yeah, but didn't a couple weeks ago the VAG still was touting that Russian hoax?
Yeah.
Which means that vile filth will still talk about the Russia hoax.
And they won't stop even after that. It's like Biden talking about white supremacy. I'm like, what the hell is going on? What is he talking about?
Yeah, even if there was, you wouldn't go to a crowd of graduates and tell them this is the biggest challenge you're going to have.
Well, then that's exactly.
And then you know what made it worse was that government group where everybody's wearing khakis, a polo shirt, and they're all wearing the the scams on their face. So they all look alike.
Yeah. It's a shame, man. It's a shame what America has become.
We all know that's a front group. Because patriots don't wear scams.
No, exactly.
No.
And they were all wearing blue shirts. Come on.
Yes.
Yeah, no. No. That was not.
Yeah, everybody knows that those
are
vets.
Not patriots. Yeah, no way.
No.
No way.
And I think we're on a, I think America is almost down on her knees with all that going on now. With all the illegals now coming in, this is not proof. This is not going to end well. I'm telling you right now. And I don't know if you know, but in New York State, the illegals, we have so many illegals in New York City. They can't house them. They're farming them out to other counties. And one particular county, they had a hotel that had 24 homeless veterans that they were housing. They kicked them out and moved in the illegal.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
Did you
know? Yeah, everybody's
better?
Talking about that today.
Oh, my God.
They kicked them out and put in the homeless. What? I don't understand. How
I
New
saw
York
that
City...
Eric Adams said that New York City is no longer a sanctuary city. He's looking to file the paperwork.
Where's the
you have to, listen. The city council has to stop this, and they won't. I called up my councilman today, Joseph Borelli. All right, he's a Republican. He's the minority leader of the city council. And I got one of his reps on the phone, and all she kept saying was, "Yeah, I know. Nothing we can do about it.
No.
You know, it's the city council. You know, we're trying, but nothing we can do. Yeah, it's horrible." I'm like, you guys, I said, you know what? I'm going to go on every radio show I can, and I'm going to put Councilman Borelli's phone number out there, and everybody should call up. It's not his fault, but he's got to do something. He's a leader. He's got to step up and say, enough of this. Our tax dollars are now going to fund homelessness in New York City, not to take care of the homeless, but to kick them out.
Wow.
And that's what's going on now. And it's sad. It really is sad what's going on.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
All they have to
they
do is just put pressure on Brandon to stop.
Homeless. They kicked out.
But I saw that Philadelphia, the mayor said, bring in as many illegals as you can. We'll take them because we're liberal.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. Well, Philadelphia has a far worse crime problem than New York City. And I know this, the people of New Jersey, the black community in New Jersey, they're starting to get upset about this because they're putting homeless in their rec centers and rec centers that they say we pay taxes for. We're supposed to use our kids come here so we can keep them out of trouble. And they're getting kicked out and they're putting homeless people in them. So they could use the rec centers now.
No, not
it
homeless.
No
they're
sense.
Putting illegals in there.
It's
that's
crazy.
Worse.
It's crazy what's going on. It's crazy what's going on.
Because, you know,
and
instead of housing all these millions of illegals, they could just send them home.
And New York City does not
I can't
have,
do that.
And absolutely, they should send them home, proof. I don't understand why, and I was listening. I don't know if you listen, if you have satellite proof. I listen to Will Cow every once in a while, and he says they should take judges away from whatever it is, the immigration judges, whatever it is that they're doing, and send them down to the border and let them hear the cases right then and there as to what's going on with the illegals who needs asylum, because they're saying.
What I want to know is why are they loaded up with money? And bus tickets and plane fare, and they all have the same pre-typed letter. They're not coming for asylum if they're being given a Visa credit card with a few thousand dollars on it and a plane ticket to wherever they want.
I'm telling you right now, Castro, in the late 70s and 80s, he flushed it. He said it. I flushed the toilets of our prison system, and we dumped it on America. And look at what happened down in Florida. during that time. All right?
Yep.
I'm telling you right now, it's going to happen everywhere now in this country. This is nothing short of an invasion that is being perpetrated not just by our government, but the Catholic Church.
Oh, really?
Oh, I would say it's, well, there's at least, what did somebody say it was, almost 180 nations with at least 10 residents crossing the border over the last week?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. They caught, apparently, from, I also heard this today, they caught someone crossing the border in San Diego who was who was the most wanted person in Afghanistan.
Oh,
right?
My gosh.
If he tried to get in, what did get in? If this guy tried to get in and got caught, what did get in?
Right.
Yeah.
All right. That is the big concern now.
This is the best the border has ever been.
Yeah, I heard that too. Yeah, I know. It's chaotic.
Yeah, we need to praise Brandon for his hard work on the border.
They're doing nothing to stop this. They're encouraging this. People are just, now they're just floating in, literally floating in, and nothing's going to be done to stop them.
Well, who wouldn't come here if you're being given a $5,000 visa and you're promised a home and a plane ticket and everything else if they come now? Why wouldn't most of them come?
True.
You guys, seriously, has our military gone rogue? I mean, are they just in on all this?
No, well, the higher ups are in on this.
Yeah.
The higher up,
training.
Yeah, DIE proof, die, not DEI, DIE, die.
Yes.
That's what should happen to them all.
Ugh.
That's what should happen to them all, what's going on now. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. When I asked V about it, we said, what's the DEI stuff? She said, diversity, inclusion, diversity, equity, and inclusion. I was like, you got to be kidding me. They're going this now?
Because that's the first thing you want in your military, to make sure the military is woke.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, man, what's going on. And it is just getting worse and worse and worse.
This isn't going to last. Biden isn't going to last. I mean, this doesn't matter what Biden stays or not.
Biden is not controlling everything. I believe now Obama started this crossfire hurricane stuff. He planted the seed, and it carried over into Trump. And now, I really do believe that Obama is running our government clandestinely with Biden being the front man and nothing more. That's all he is.
Everybody's still saying to watch for Big Mike.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she's a nice lady. She'll probably win. Or they will win.
No way.
Look, I called in the other day to the Greg Kelly show, and he brought her up, or him up. Michelle Obama's going to run. And I called up, and I said, you know, exactly what you said, Poof. If Michelle Obama runs against Donald Trump, she could beat him.
And
she checks the big box of them all. She's going to come out as non-binary, I said, and then she's going to come out as a trans person. And then Greg Kelly started come out, and, you know, Joan Rivers, you know, look what happened to her after that. You know, be careful what you say. And I'm saying, I'm not lying. I'm telling the truth. This is going to happen. I really do believe it's going to happen, and she is going to beat Trump if she comes out. Because the left is so loony that they will run to her, they will fawn, they will throw themselves off a roof for him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how terrible Brandon did. There would just be all the more reason to latch on to Big Mike, because nobody could be as bad as Brandon.
And let me tell you something, and you know if Big Mike gets in, you know Obama's going to be doing everything.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Because Big Mike said that they don't want to be president. So if they go in kicking and screaming, then because she's there to be a puppet.
I mean, every time Obama went to the Middle East group, he never brought his wife with him. She always stayed back in Europe with their fake adopted kids. Because he knows that the Arabs, they don't respect him. They don't respect Big Mike. They know that's not a woman. It's a man.
They know.
Everybody knows it's
too.
A man. They hate women. They throw gays off of roofs.
Yeah, that's true too. But you know what?
They
the truth is,
throw them off of roofs.
But
and meanwhile,
you do
they complain. The gay community then complains that America is so harsh and so brutal on the gay community in America. I'm like, you guys are out of your minds.
But you guys do.
Yeah, what more do they want?
That's what they do. Guys are. They all do that. The Arabs are gay themselves.
There is video of them throwing homosexuals. They tie them up. They tie them to chairs. They have a crowd at the bottom of a building, and they chuck them off of a roof.
Yeah.
And then they stone them in the end when they get to the bottom.
Yeah, you're right.
This is what this country is so screwed up, man. The Chinese are going to walk all over us. You watch. And like Trump the other day, when he said, yeah, I'll have China and Russia, you know, back off of you, Ukraine in 10 minutes or whatever he said, they're not backing off no more. They're dug in deep. They are dug in, and they are going to go for broke on this. 100%.
Yeah, what I'm trying to understand is that if you're in a war, what, they're letting the Ukrainians have even come over here. Russians have come over here. So how can you be winning a war when you're letting your enemy come across the border?
Yep. True that. Oh, they want asylum. Everyone is seeking asylum. Everybody's seeking asylum. Yeah, okay. I'm telling you right now, South America emptied out its
prisons. People in the Philippines are getting asylum because there's no other countries near them.
No, it's bizarre. It's bizarre. It's bizarre. The South America, Central American countries, they emptied their prisons out and they sent them up north. I'm telling you right now, that is what is going on. That's what is going on.
Yeah,
And the Mexican military is watching them, telling them, don't do nothing stupid here. When you get into the U.S., you can do whatever you want to do there, but you're not doing nothing here.
Well, it'd be nice to have some divine intervention somewhere.
We had divine intervention when Trump won the election. All right? That was divine intervention, I believe. And look at what it's become.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say right now there's only one person that could beat Trump, and that's Big Mike.
That is Big Mike. Well, if you're what, when you said that, I thought, maybe not, but you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
So you don't...
Even Greg Kelly said it. When I brought that up, he said she would be formidable. She could raise $100 million in 24 hours. Way more money than Buttigieg could. I can't even believe Buttigieg is being taken serious for a presidential candidate.
You're kidding.
I had no idea. Oh, no way.
Yeah, apparently he's thinking of running.
Oh, my God.
So there's someone else I heard that is on the short list, and that's the governor of Colorado, Jared Polis.
I don't know. I know nothing about him.
I don't know. He's the first
openly gay governor. Allegedly he's either biracial or black.
Oh, that's the guy. I thought he was a state assemblyman. Or a state senator or something like that?
And you wouldn't believe how blue Colorado's gotten over the last decade.
Yeah. I turn around, I tell people I'm a lesbian, they call me a bigot. You can't be a lesbian. Why not? You got a guy saying he's gay and black. Really? Okay. All right.
So it's all about how many boxes you check.
Yeah, proof. Absolutely.
So Kennedy. There's no way Kennedy's going to get in?
Well,
oh, that's hilarious.
I'm going to say this now.
Hey, we'll let Trump in Kennedy, before they let Kennedy in.
They fear Kennedy, too. Don't get me wrong. Because he is – I heard him with his policies as far as, you know, these vaccines go and stuff and the environment. And he says you have to unleash and let free market capitalism fix this or else we're done. He said it. I heard him say it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's talk of maybe Trump and Kennedy on a ticket, but, you know, who knows?
Yeah, Kennedy said no. He's not interested.
Yeah, he said no way. He said no way. So.
But then again, maybe Kennedy would reconsider if he doesn't win.
Yeah, he'd be foolish not to do it. I'll tell you right now.
That's true. Yeah.
He pushed a lot of the policy, so to speak, that got corporations that were doing massive polluting in America, and he's behind a lot of that litigation. I didn't know that.
Oh yes, absolutely. He knows them. He knows them. Yep, knows them well. I've followed him for years. I love him.
He's done a lot, you know, and he says himself, "I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm just
right.
I'm just anti-vaccine when you don't test it on people." When you don't test it before you release it to the public.
You're anti-everything now because you need to be 100% lockstep. 99% is not good enough.
Exactly. Yep.
Bizarre what's going on.
But I've heard rumor that with Big Mike and then the vice president would either be Polis or Gretchen Whitmer.
Oh, God.
Gretchen Whitmer. I think
she's even
more dumb than Kamala is.
Let me tell you, that
doesn't say a lot about
her.
Yes,
but that's what liberals want. And just imagine if you had Big Mike versus Big Mike and Gretchen Whitmer versus Trump and Kennedy. You would have the radical leftist Antifas versus everybody else in America. And the radical Antifa leftist would probably win.
Yeah, and they would unleash them too, Proof. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, they would.
Absolutely. Mm. Just a shame, man, what this country has become.
Yeah, I mean, he even talked about how, you know, that he didn't believe that pharmaceutical companies should have ads on TV. You know, he said, I remember not allowed. He said, I can remember back before pharmaceutical companies were allowed to advertise on TV. He would like to take it back and not let them do it.
You look at an ad for anything pharmaceutical today on TV, they spend, if it's a two-minute commercial, they'll spend 15 seconds about what the drug does and the other minute and 45 seconds about all the adverse effects of the drug. Could cause this, might cause that. Will cause this, will cause that. I mean, you know, why is this being put out there?
Yeah.
Why is this even out there? And yet they say cigarettes kill you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and, you know, Kennedy said, I think it was CNN or one of the major channels, he said, you know, they have 22 spots for advertising. And he said, here's the example. So they have 22 spots, and he said 17 of those spots are pharmaceutical companies. So he said, what do you expect? They're not going to go against them. They're not going to knock off the funding. So that's what happened to Tucker. I think that's one of the big reasons. he spoke up against their one of their big supporters. So, well, I mean, the only the positive thing about all this is we know that it doesn't take the masses to change things. It takes small groups of good people doing the right thing. So, you know, we just have to hang on to that.
Well, look at Anheuser-Busch now.
Yeah.
It started out with their Bud Light taking a hit. Now their entire every Anheuser-Busch product now is getting cream.
Yep.
Cream.
Yeah. I know, and it's sad for the people that work for them that, you know, aren't supporting that and need their job. And now those poor people who are just delivery people or setting up stock, they're losing their jobs. They can't support their families.
Yep. The distributors, they're losing money. They are losing money. And I don't know how much money Anheuser-Busch is bleeding, but they're bleeding a lot.
Oh,
I mean,
did you hear about this?
This is of their own doing.
Yep.
Plain and simple. This is of their own doing. You have Target now. People are starting to look at Target now funny with all the all the kiddie stuff now. All the kiddie clothes wearing, you know,
yep.
I'm queer this, I'm 2 months old, I'm queer that. What the hell is going on?
So
yeah,
can we, I want to take a pause here, and I want to listen to what the ad is that Miller Lite is now getting themselves in trouble for. Miller Lite is next to lop off
their
head.
Have they not
okay.
learned?
See, you have all these businesses, and Twitter's lining up, too, with that WEF chair being the CEO of Twitter. So you have all these companies just walking over to the guillotine and lopping off their own domes. I don't get it.
That's crazy.
You have Disney, you have Budweiser, you have Fox News, you have Twitter, you have Miller Lite. And it's not that it's an accident. It's important for all these companies to get woke and go broke. But let's take a listen here.
Okay.
As would be the case throughout ancient times, the first beer brewers were female, as it was a woman's sacred duty to keep everyone twisted. And typical families downed multiple gallons of beer each week. Not only was that a lot of carbs, but the volume required women to spend every day brewing for their families.
What's up, guys? It's your boy, Benny. What happens if you have a working class, working man's light beer that is sold pretty much for cheap in every convenience store, and you decided to make the face of your brand somebody who will stand next to Hillary Clinton with pencils in her hair and scold your paying customer? Well, suicide. That's right. Not the kind of suicide that Hillary Clinton provides, although that's also an apt metaphor, but brand suicide for your beer company. And that is what's happening with Miller Lite right now, as people have unearthed, just from a month ago, a woke ad from Miller Lite here from March of 2023. Lana Glazer tells people about Miller Lite's bad to good campaign, which is disposing of old beer ads and turning them into fertilizer to give to female farmers and brewers. Okay. Comedian, okay, that's being generous with the term comedian. Has Lana Glazer ever told a joke that you thought was funny? I'll let you answer that. Doesn't want any more funny business in the beer industry. The Broad City star, have you ever watched Broad City? Has anybody who's ever drank a Miller Lite ever watched Broad City, the ultra-woke non-comedy, is working alongside Miller Lite to dispose of old beer advertisements that objectify women. Man, you got to see this ad. It is so cringe.
Here's a little known fact. Women were among the very first to brew beer ever. From Mesopotamia to the Middle Ages to colonial America, women were the ones doing the brewing.
I gotta stop here. I'm gonna break my finger off pausing this video too many times, but hey! You know, women make up more than half the world's population. So yeah, it probably stands to reason that they do some of the work, you moron. Stop acting like it's stop denigrating yourself. We do this all the time in society. This victim mentality is such a cancer. Quit denigrating yourself as though, like, women couldn't brew beer or make wine or make booze. Like, what are you saying there? Are you saying that it should surprise us that 51% of the population or 53% of the population, 52% of the population here in America made up of women, that they actually do work in various industries? Does that shock you? Denigrating.
Centuries later, how did the industry pay homage to the founding mothers of beer? They put us in bikinis.
What's wrong with being put in a bikini? Wait, hold on. Okay, did that model get paid? Did that model do that with a gun to her head? Was she, like, I don't know, forced into that ad, like, against her will? Well, I don't get it. Maybe that ad ain't for you. That's fine. It's also clearly from the 80s, in a different time period, where maybe that was, like, what the market said was supposed to be the beer ad. Maybe that's the ads that you should use right now. Kind of looks like an OnlyFans ad, to be quite honest. Aren't you for that? Aren't you for women empowerment? I don't get it.
Wow.
Oh, this bat. Oh, got it. Okay. Oh, no.
Look at this. Wow. It's time beer made it.
It's wild. It's wild that they use sex in advertising. You, lady who has a show entirely about women's sex lives. Isn't that wild? It's wild they make money off of women and their sex appeal. You, who has a show about that exact thing, but updated for modern audience.
Sex to women. So today, Miller Lite is on a mission to clean up not just their sh**, but the whole beer industry's sh**. Miller Lite has been scouring the internet for all this sh**, and buying it back so that he can turn it into good sh**, for women brewers. Literally, good sh**. How, you ask? Ladies, take it away. First, we turn the bad sh**, into compost. Then we feed compost to worms. Push out beautiful fertilizer. That good shit helps farmers grow quality hops.
Which has been donated to women brewers to make their own really good shit.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I want to find... Who is this? Who is that? Is that an actual... Are any of these women brewers actual brewers, or are they paid actors? I gotta pull the data on this ad. Are they actors? Is that what that lady does all day? She sits around inside of a fancy warehouse. Look at that, like, clear set. She sits there around there staring at... What was she doing there? Staring at her beer bottles? Is this what she does all day? Is this what she does? She, like, sits there and stares at empty beer bottles inside of her sweater, inside of her, like, professionally lit brewery. Got it? Okay. That's a paid actress.
She's been donated to women brewers to make their own really good shit.
But there's definitely more shit out there. In your attic, in the garage, in your parents' basement. Send any shit you got into Miller Lite, and they'll turn that into good shit, too. Oh. So here's to women. Because without us, there would be no beer.
The reason I hate this kind of argument is that if you couldn't reverse it and make it for white men, then it's a racist, sexist, whatever you want argument, okay? If you can't reverse it and say, like, without men there would be no beer, so why don't we celebrate men? If you wouldn't do that ad, well, then you shouldn't be doing this ad. So are they proud of women? Is Miller Lite so proud of women brewing and all the actors and actresses that you can hire to play brewers in your stupid ad here with your woke non-comedian scolding and sniping and smarming? As though, like, Miller Lite is also brewed inside of those oak barrels. Like, this isn't even the right scene. This is a distillery. This isn't even the right scenery. What are you talking about? Like, wooden barrel beer here? No, I don't think that is not how they make Miller Lite. Just such jackass beer. So Miller Lite has unlisted this. You can see right here. They've unlisted this YouTube. They have been ratioed. Here's what the ratio looks like with the addition to my Chrome page. 9,000 dislikes. 1,000 likes. So the 10-to-1 dislike-to-like ratio, they've unlisted it, they've turned off the comments, you're not allowed to comment on it, and so it actually doesn't look like Miller Lite is very proud of women in brewing. Not at all. because they're distancing themselves from Miss Hillary Clinton supporter here, Lana Glazer. Yep, definitely the person you should make the face of your beer company right here. Nothing says I'm the face of your of working class beer than Lana Glazer. Working class truck driver beer. There you go. There's your face of beer, America. Great job. What you got there? Is that a beer in the back? That does not look like a Miller Lite right there. That does not look like a Miller Lite. Not sure what that is. But Lana Glazer doesn't care. She got her paycheck. There you go. Miller Lite. People who drink Miller Lite. This is what your brand thinks of you. Everyone who does this kind of stuff should get canceled. Everyone who puts up with this deserves what's coming to you. Every company that hires Lana Glazer to scold your paying customer deserves to go out of business and not have those customers. There are a lot of really great local beers. A lot of really great, like, good beers that are brewed locally. Craft beer explosion has really, like, taken a bite out of a lot of these companies. So instead of making better beer and better products, they just decide to their real problem when they're losing market share is that they don't have enough woke Dylan Mulvaney's or Lana Glazer's drinking their product. It's totally imbecilic marketing. They should be doubling down on, like, working-class truck driver men and that audience instead of shredding their, like, old ads that show women in bikini. Yeah, okay. Show me a thing in America that hasn't been sold by a woman in a bikini. That's literally the entire kind of, more importantly, the left loves using sex to sell. Their preferred product just needs to be making them money. Can't be adding any happiness or joy to the lives of someone who would normally drink a Miller Lite, which I hope is not you, or a Bud Light. I don't care. Throw another dog in the pile. We got another boycott brewing here, and I'm all here for it. Lana Glazer. What a cringe, embarrassing ad. We'll see how long it takes for Miller Lite to delete this one. We'll be watching. It's your boy Benny. Like, share, and subscribe. See ya.
All right, so did that help you go want to run out and get some Bud Light?
Miller Lite. You know it's ridiculous how the left would chastise a woman for doing housework, and now they're promoting women doing housework. In Italy, with my family, all the women, their focus, their job, was to take care of the house. One would be assigned to making the bread. One would be assigned to cooking the pasta. One would be assigned to going out in the field and collecting the fruits or the vegetables for dinner. One would be assigned to cleaning the dishes when dinner is done for everybody. You know, that we can't have. We have to have women being liberated from the house, from the home. And all of a sudden now they're pushing women as doing chores now, as brewing? Come on. That's a far stretch to what that they're doing. They're grasping at straws. That is ridiculous what they're doing. I mean, that's like saying in Italy women made the wine. Now, women collected the grapes, helped do the grapes, but it was the men who made the wine, 100%. And now they're saying women make beer. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, it's just so crazy.
But at the same time, at the end of the day, it should be about the beer, not about
correct.
What person's genitalia made something happen.
Correct. Correct.
I mean, all these distractions, I really think they're, like, really distracting everyone in an extreme way so that our country can be taken over. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what else it could be.
That is what is going to happen soon. Once this Ukrainian stuff breaks out into a world war, we're done. we're done here. There is no way that the U.S. is going to be able to defend, to fight a war. Not when we're out there fighting over
and
who
knows
what.
Who knows what terror cells are going to be out there, because they're all welcome here.
Yeah.
As long as they don't misgender somebody, they're welcome in here. Remember, if they they tell the Border Patrol that they're a trans, they get they get free rein in here, no questions asked.
And I say I'm a lesbian, I get laughed at. You know, I get laughed at.
But
I'm going
to say, every day, I'm going to, if I have to say it, and I don't care how mean it sounds, you can't call yourself a trans if you have no thought process on transitioning to whatever it is you're going to transition to.
Correct.
You can't just say it. You got to do it.
You are nothing more than a transvestite. I've even said that to people.
Absolutely right.
That's all you are. That's all you are, is a transvestite. Go get the surgery. Shut up. Put up or shut up. Go get it done, and then leave us alone. We'll leave you alone. But until you do that, get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
You even got that jazz kid that transitioned from boy to girl, the teenager. His mother was on TV. She's got some medical instrument that she says he has to insert it in him every day, or his vagina is going to close.
Oh my God.
And the mother said, either you do it or I'm going to do it. I saw it. I was watching this
on
TV. And I'm like, is this normal? Where is, how was that?
This was on TV?
So was it the fact that the mom
this was
wanted
on,
him
the
to...
documentary, yes.
His mom wanted him to change genders and not him?
He's already been transitioned. He has a surgery. But to maintain his vagina, he has to shove this medical instrument. It looks like a giant penis. All right?
Oh, my God.
He has to insert it in his vagina so the vagina stays open.
Oh, my gosh.
Just picture, you wear earrings, right?
Yeah.
Not me.
If you don't wear an earring, after a while, the hole closes.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's what's happening with this kid, Jazz. If he doesn't insert this instrument in his vagina, I can't believe I'm saying that. His vagina closes.
All I know is people better be getting right with God.
It's like that instrument that the gynecologists stick inside a woman to open her up to look at her.
Yeah.
But this thing is like a torpedo.
Wow.
Yeah, but like G. Lobola said in the Broccoli Man video, is if that's what it takes to depopulate, then they're in favor of it.
Hmm.
T-Mobile said that?
No. My cartoon, the G. Lobelist, the guy
G.
that's allegedly richer than Bill Gates.
I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. Okay. Well, they're going to depopulate, all right. I'm telling you right now, New York City put out a video the other day about if New York is hit with a nuclear strike, to go in your house, close your windows, clean all the radioactive dust off you, put it in a bag and throw it out. I'm like, is this a joke?
Oh my God.
Is this really a joke?
Oh my gosh.
And these are people who believe this are the same morons who went and got the freaking jab and, you know, multiple times.
Yeah.
I think this is one of that this, oh, you just close your windows. I'm like, if a nuclear bomb went off dead center of New York City, for miles and miles and miles around, there would be no windows. They would all get blown out. What are you talking about? And they even said, go in your house, turn on your radio, and listen to the media reports. Yeah, actually was said. If you're YouTube group, you'll find it. It's bizarre what's going on now.
Well, yeah, you're not going to be able to do anything else. You can't drive out of the area, even if you wanted to.
Well, you should try to get out of the area, because it's not going to be—it's not healthy for you.
No,
I mean, they're not going to let you. They're not going to let you, because the military people with all their nuclear hazmat outfits
ain't going to let you leave. Just fuck
yeah.
you.
Mm.
No, but at least it's liberal.
Yeah, it's loving. So loving. So loving. Oh, my God.
Well?
No. No, what are you going to do? It's crazy. As Bob Grant used to say, it's sick out there and getting sicker. And he wasn't joking when he said that.
I mean, that's what happens when, you know, you remove God, that, you know,
mm-hmm.
from families. I mean, we have no morals. I just don't know. I just don't know. I mean,
Well, I heard that the youth is getting back into God, which is a good start.
Yeah. I mean, I think... Yeah, I think that that's the positive side of it. I think that it will push, you know, for those of us that are at that higher level and understand, you know, I think that it's going to push everybody closer that way. So, you know, we're going to be strengthened too. And I believe that. But it's probably going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Listen, ultimately,
it has to get worse.
Ultimately, the government wants you to know and understand and believe that government is your God, not God itself.
You know, I got news for them. That's never going to happen. Not with
well,
with
no, not just, not just government, but climate.
Yeah. Even now, who came out today? The Federal Reserve now is getting involved with this climate stuff. They said climate change. Well, whatever's going on with the climate is not really going to impact us greatly. Okay.
They're saying climate change.
The Federal Reserve put something out today, or yesterday, over the weekend. I don't know, they put out something about climate change not being as big a concern as they're saying it is.
Interesting. I wonder what that play is for. Very interesting.
Well, they're not a government agency yet, so I guess
true.
They can still speak truth.
They're a pseudo-government agency. I mean, you know, they're the one that control our money, Poof. You know that. You know, they control everything that's going on in this in our country and in this world. They're all
part
of that.
Yeah, but if the Federal Reserve was a government agency, we wouldn't need the Treasury.
No. Well, the Treasury also, you know, takes its orders from the Federal Reserve. You know, I mean, you took Janet Yellen. She went from the Federal Reserve to the Treasury.
Yeah.
I can't see how that's possible. She's a globalist. She is a globalist to the end. And now, you know, she went from that to the, she's like, it's like she went into the inner circle now as far as, you know, what's going on.
Yep.
So I'll play your video now, Christina. What can you tell us about this video?
Oh, on the democracy?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, he just – let me get to him. This guy, he does some nice short videos, and he's just, you know – He gets to the point. They're not sensationalized at all. They're just good little videos that explain things that, you know, like today, like I listened to this one, I'm like, oh, wow, democracy? I didn't understand what democracy was. You know, so he breaks it down and explains it. And it's just very good, and everybody needs to hear this. Everybody needs to know this. So if you want to know what democracy is, listen. Listen closely.
Okay.
Because he's going to tell you.
All right, so I'll go ahead and play it now. And what's this person's
right.
name?
Jerry Day. Jerry Day is his name.
Okay.
And he's got, right. yeah, he's got a great website, too, guys, that you can get some things from to help you out. It's freedomtaker.com. Just freedom
okay.
and T-A-K-E-R.com.
All right, so I'll go ahead and play it.
Our nation has mass hypnosis on what the word democracy actually means. Apart from the fact that the USA is not a democracy, it's a constitutional republic, apart from the fact that our forefathers warned us that a democracy is a doomed and repugnant form of governance, allowing any majority to steal whatever it wants from any minority, apart from those problems, the concept of democracy has been twisted even further by deceptive and corrupt political narratives. The Greek roots of the word democracy are demos, meaning the people, and kratos, meaning rule. So the word democracy means rule by the people, which also means the people ruling themselves. In other words, no central leader of any kind. One of the false narratives that we are constantly spoon-fed is that the singular purpose of democracy is voting, and the only opportunity for a citizen to participate in civic discourse is to vote. We are told that we have a sacred duty to vote so that our brilliant politicians can then decide exactly how much to tax us and what policies to impose on us, because by voting, we have given up our right to make such decisions ourselves. How's that working out for you? Quite plainly and literally, the word democracy means no central ruler, no other ruling body but the people themselves, ruling themselves however they see fit. If you have full control of your labor, money, and property, then you live in a democracy. If your labor, money, property are taxed by a central agency, then you are not in a democracy. If a central authority rules over you, you are not in a democracy. You had a democracy, but you gave it away by voting. So if democracy is not voting, what is it? Since democracy is the people ruling themselves, democracy is a dialogue. An endless conversation, a series of formal and informal assemblies where the people talk among themselves and search for common purpose, resolution of conflicts, prosperity and meaning in their civic interactions, or whatever else they feel like talking about that you would put in the category of ruling yourself. But clearly, democracy is a conversation among equals, not some people in charge of other people, not a group of rulers making policies and exercising force over the people as the narratives would have us believe. Democracy is not a winner-take-all lottery where people select the kind of tyranny under which they shall be plundered and molested by enforcers. You are not in a democracy unless you are participating in planning public projects, resolving conflicts, helping out in natural disasters, watching out for crime, calling local assemblies when any matters need addressing. You will find ways to promote peace and prosperity without resorting to force or violence. One of the narratives is that we need central rulers because people are not competent to administer social order and justice for themselves. We are competent in whatever we decide to be competent in. All we have to do is rise to the task. Be responsible, compassionate, fair, reasonable. We can then rule ourselves and send all the tyrants, rulers, and politicians home. We can do that anytime we choose. A true democracy is the only kind of governance that does not imply a central authority committing force on the people. Socialism, fascism, communism, dictatorship, parliaments, Congress, presidents, courts of law, these are all systems of central control, force, state violence, tyranny, and ultimately corruption, taxation, debt, and system failure and collapse, because they represent the imposition of policy rather than the ongoing and organic process of people administering their own lives. The term democracy, meaning self-rule, is about as close as you can get to no rule. The implication of democracy is that people are fully self-ruled. They have restraint. They act in honor, They're responsible because they're ruled, but they are ruled only by themselves. One of the narratives is that we need central authority because of crime. So the central authority is incentivized to see everyone as a criminal. If you're a criminal if you object to your school board teaching your child with graphic sexual references. You're a criminal if you believe in the Constitution, or God, or the family. In one century, you're a criminal for being a homosexual. In another century, you're a criminal for discriminating against a homosexual. They don't care, as long as the maximum amount of people can be classified as criminal, to both make central authority seem necessary and to generate lots of revenues from fines and fees. The state regularly commits violence and force for no other reason than to convince us that it is entitled to do so. In a democracy, the state derives all authority from the people. Where does the state derive the authority to use force and violence? You can't do that. But somehow a government by, for, and of the people can do that? Show me how that works. So are you ready to self-rule? Or are you going to go vote for someone to rule over you? When you vote to protect your government benefit, you are ruling over whoever has to pay for that benefit. You are ruling over others. That is not self-rule. That is tyranny, and you are the tyrant. We have voluntary charity. You can receive donations, assistance, compassion, and love, but you have no right to force that to be paid for by your neighbor or some stranger 1,000 miles away. If services like Patreon and GoFundMe were not politically biased and exclusive, there would be no need for government-funded social programs. So if we can administer charity, we can do most of what government does, and we can live without much of the taxation, codes, policies that do little but empower and enrich government. We can do it ourselves. Self-rule, democracy. Never let anyone tell you that what we have now is a democracy. It is a lie. It's propaganda. Listen to the narrative. How dangerous the world is. How much you need government. These narratives. It's hard to spot the narratives. Taking slavery and calling it democracy does not make it democracy. But if we're not paying attention, we believe it. Democracy means we talk among ourselves with our own process of discussion, argument, persuasion, research, presentation, reevaluation, open-minded consideration of the opposing viewpoint, that big, messy, ongoing socio-political process of letting the greatest minds have platform, letting the greatest ideas have agency, and winding up, in the end, with something that is not just effective, but equitable and positive for all parties. Not just good for government, not just good for the majority, but what is good for everyone. The purpose of democracy is not to decide what all these people over here will forcibly take from all those people over there. The purpose is to find the best for everyone by considering every viewpoint, not just one group or another. The kind of democracy we have now will always fail. It is not inclusive of the losing minority, and therefore it will always bring conflict, disruption, political chaos. In a democracy where the vote is all that counts, the minority has no agency, has no power, has no mechanism with which to protect its rights and exercise self-determination. Without that endless and robust conversation, which includes all viewpoints, the minority is buried, forgotten, and violated. We have now seen that. Any election can be manipulated to produce any outcome that the rich and powerful people may desire. But even if our voting system were honest, transparent, and well-run, democracy does not work if all it does is pick a winner and a loser in some socio-political horse race. In a democracy, there should be no one coming up as 100% loser. Splitting society into winners and losers leads to crushing inequities, social conflict, civil war, corruption, crisis capitalism benefiting selfish and moneyed interests, the breakdown of unified national purpose, and the decimation of individual rights, the same rights that our Constitution says are sacred and must be protected. Voting destroys the noble and creative individual and institutionalizes poverty, mediocrity, conflict, and corruption. Nearly everyone now finds themselves paying taxes to support something they do not want or believe in. If you were truly represented by your government, you would never be asked to pay for things you do not believe in. That is why self-rule, true democracy, is so important. Nowadays, voting is more of a psychological trick to get us to ask for things we don't really want and pay for things we can't afford. We're not making any important decisions when we vote. We are only deciding who gets to decide things for us. Even when there is a ballot initiative where we can vote on some issue or program, it's usually deceptively written, sponsored by government, and trying to get us to vote on something that legislators would not dare vote for themselves. The ideal society is run not on the power of the majority, but on the power of the better idea, and the principle that no group, no matter how large, may infringe on the rights and opportunities and harmless pursuits of any other group, and more importantly, any individual. If we were all keeping, spending, and donating our money as we wish, would that help the rich? Of course it would, because it would help everyone. Penalizing success is a fool's game. If anyone is too rich, there is someone who can file a claim of wrongdoing against that rich person. If you believe that someone being rich is hurting you, you have to show some evidence for that. That's not something you can deal with at the voting booth. You cannot lift all boats by taking rocks out of one boat and putting them in another. You can't make your boat better by sinking a better boat. There's no perfect utopia. Yes, we must compromise. You can tell if democracy is working if no one is perfectly satisfied, but everyone feels like they have an equal voice and command over their own lives. 51% getting their way is not equity or justice. It is eating dirt if you are in the 49%. The mechanism of majority rule should never be used as a means to create law, because then the law becomes the violator of the 49%. A democracy is a conversation, and a law is the ending of that conversation. When we use politics to create law, we wind up with things like three bathrooms, and any man who is dressed like a woman can go into every one of the three bathrooms. We get a biological woman never winning another women's athletic competition. We are in corrupt times. Voting no longer means anything. Laws are now simply ways that powerful and corrupt people can enact policies to enrich and empower themselves at the expense of others. That's what voting is good for and will always be used for, to grant some power, advantage, or riches to those who are rich or powerful enough to control elections. We have all now been so indoctrinated into the voting mentality that we have to work hard to even imagine how a non-voting democratic constitutional republic would even function. We need to put our indoctrination aside and envision an open society, a society not of rules, but of dialogue, not of control, but of mutual respect, not of central power, but of individuals acting in honor toward each other and fighting to reclaim our individual rights and independence, day by day. I don't vote because I don't feel I have the right to force my neighbor to pay for the things I want. And I don't want anyone to say that I gave my power to some lesser of two evils creep who bribed his way into a party nomination. We can't steal from each other in the voting booth and call our system a democracy. By voting, our nation has gone $30 trillion in debt. It operates mostly in secret, and they take from us whatever they want. All of this has come to us under what they call democracy. What a farce. It's time to redefine democracy and restructure our systems of power and control from central to distributed, where the role of government is small, almost insignificant, and the role as individuals is much larger. If you make the determination that you are the best person to determine your life, if we start to do that, with respect for everyone else doing the same, a more just, peaceful, and equitable world will rise on its own strength, not on money or power, but on the idea that the individual is the foundation of society, not central pockets of money and power, not secret agencies in massive government buildings, but that every living man and woman is where the power of society resides, and that is where our lives should be determined. To many people, it seems overwhelming to conquer such looming issues as taxation, police abuse, court corruption, debt slavery, property rights, the list goes on. We wonder how things got this bad. Then we see that those central powers are not abiding by the Constitution they swore to uphold. And some of them, many of them, have not even taken that oath of service, which they must take before performing any public service whatsoever. So with what calls themselves our federal, state, and local governments now being semi-legitimate at best, there are many groups who are now finding ways to step outside the alleged jurisdictions because, as it turns out, they are commercial and corporate jurisdictions, not legally perfected government bodies. Some people who are finding ways out refer to themselves as American state nationals. Some people have found ways to bring legal actions and basically dismantle government with their own codes and laws, forcing officials into retirement and exposing our bureaucrats as criminal operatives. As government goes bankrupt, becomes desperate, and starts to violate every limit that is supposed to apply to it, there is a rapidly growing public trend to find ways out of the growing oppression, control, and abuses of unconstitutional, illegitimate, and non-compliant public agencies and servants, because we have the law on our side, and we can do that. This is what the FreedomTaker.com website was created for, on the idea that freedom is never given as some benefit of a collective. Freedom is always taken, either by you or from you. We invite you to contact us through freedomtaker.com. You are welcome to ask us to share contacts, resources, and solutions to fit your circumstances. You will find some of that is posted freely available at freedomtaker.com. There is more that we have not had time to post yet, or that will cause us to be attacked if we did post it. So we welcome your personal inquiry where we are able to more freely share information. We are proud to be part of the growing network of seekers of justice, truth, and freedom, and we want to do whatever we can to help others join that network and find solutions.
That was heavy.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of, it reminds me what he's talking about, the scene from Network, where Mr. Beal is being lectured by his boss, how there is no America, there's only AT&T, IBM, and whatever else.
Yeah.
That's what it is. He's spot on right, though.
Yeah.
This guy is spot on right.
Yeah, what's great about his website, it's not fancy, it's just very basic, but he has signs and stuff on there that you can literally, like, either print or order or whatever and post them, like,
name?
In your yard. Jerry Day. He's on YouTube. Let me see. What is his YouTube channel? His YouTube channel is Minivan Jack. All together, just Minivan Jack.
Minivan Jack?
Yeah, minivan, like a minivan. V-A-N Jack. So it's he has a no trespassing sign, and he said that, you know, I think the IRS have been going around to homes lately or something, and he's got this sign, and he said it's legit. He said if you have it posted in your yard. He said, bless you. He said, if you have it posted in your yard, and when they come and they read it, they know exactly all these codes that's listed on it, and they know that they're not supposed to go past it. And he said, literally, if they go past the sign, you can fine them, or you can collect like $5,000 for each agent that trespasses. Pass that sign. And he's done
really?
It before. Yeah. Very interesting. I'm like, I'm going to get one of those.
because, and you know, he knows his stuff. He's legit. I'm not sure if he's a nationalist yet. He might be, but I'm not positive. But I'm trying to find it on the site and check it out. But I mean, I've got a sticker on my front door. I put it up a long time ago when I heard that they were going to start coming around talking about the shot. You know. And it tells them not to dare knock on the door, but it says some other things. But so yeah, he's just got some nice short little videos, but his website has a lot. You just got to kind of go through it.
You know, I tell people, because I'm a retired policeman, and when I retired from the police department in 2005, I just happened to be, you know, glancing through newspapers, and I saw that there was a Supreme Court ruling that said the police don't have to protect us. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? And it makes sense. I mean, the police aren't there to protect you. They're there, you know, to pick up whatever is done. There are laws on the books. If you kill somebody, you should be brought in front of a grand jury and plead out your case. If you're defending yourself, that's it. End of story. Nothing else should be done. There should be no outside interference. Let the people hear what's going on and then let them decide. Like you have this Marine in New York that choked that guy to death. You know what? It's a shame it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw what happened, I said, they're going to lock this guy up. There's no way he's not going to get locked up for this. He's not going to get locked up. He's going to get locked up. And they locked him up. They locked him up. I said they are going to try him, and they are going to find him guilty. You watch. And he did nothing, in my opinion, he did nothing wrong. Nothing wrong.
No. And yet the black hands holding the gun that shot Ashley Babbitt, they're not touching them. You know. He's not being charged with anything. I don't think he was tried.
Exactly.
Ray Epps isn't being touched either, though.
He got a medal for that because they have to keep that lie alive. Just like they have to keep that lie alive by locking everybody up that was there, saying you were an insurrectionist. What you did was worse than Japan invading us in 1941.
Yeah.
When that is not the case.
No, because the government house is way more important than any individual's home.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
People's homes, oh, who cares?
They say it's
the government house.
They say it's the people's house, but it's not. It really is not.
Oh, no, not at all. Yeah, not at all.
It is not.
No. Nope. I mean, it's just... I don't know. I say it every time, you know. When are people going to start standing up and saying,
they
hey,
did.
No, you work for me, you know?
They're,
what are we going to fire them?
They are blind now. All right, we have are political hacks, appointed people that are running our government that are telling us, you can't have a gas stove in the house. You can't have a gas car.
Yeah, and that's the one issue I had with that guy. And I understand people not wanting to vote, but because we're so apathetic with voting, they could throw any old person up there.
Yeah, exactly. You have to
vote.
If we took
voting more seriously, then they wouldn't be allowed to get away with what they're doing.
Yep, 100%.
Well, on the other front, we have a, you know, they're so concerned about our climate and, you know, all this green stuff, yet the EPA is facilitating a new chemical experiment across wheat, barley, and oat crops in the United States. For the first time, they have approved widespread application of chloramquat chloride. It's a pesticide growth retardant. And it's
what does it do?
It's got a toxic, it's a pesticide growth retardant, and it has toxic profile for birds, mammals, and human reproduction. Imagine that.
Yep. They go from the glyphosate to something else.
Yep, it's an extremely hazardous substance. So that's what I'm saying. They don't give a hoot about our freaking climate. They could care less. I mean, if that were the case, they wouldn't let stuff like this. So, I mean, it's just another huge hoax. I'm just so beyond over it.
The president's just...
It says that chloramphenicol harms fetal and postnatal development fertility. Wow.
No. Well,
it's going to be on cereal grain.
It's like when I hear people say, you know, we fought the Civil War to free the slaves. No, we did not fight the Civil War to free the slaves. I say this to people. Never was a Civil War. Never was there a war fought for a moral cause. You know, and I tell them the Civil War was about money. Every war is about money.
Yep. There's never a winner in war. Never.
No. There's only losers, and the ones that lose are the people. Are the people. That's it.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. All these leaders of the world, they all, they talk about all this junk and these egos and want to have war. And the people don't want war. We just all want to live peacefully with each other. I mean, it's... I think it's time we need to have a people's army, and we need to start gathering up all these world leaders, like I said, and find a nice little island or, escape from the island. Instead of escape from New York, let's find a deserted island and go drop them all on it. Maybe we'd be okay. But who knows? These people that get on these ego trips and these power trips, like, why do they even, I don't get it. I don't even understand why they want to do what they do. Like, why don't they just want to live?
Because they're not happy with all that money unless they can control everybody.
Yep. They want the money and they want to control us.
How sad is that? Seriously. God, nobody wants to be them. Wow. I mean, we have to be, I know I am, I'm extremely grateful for not being anything like those creeps. So I'd rather be going through the muck like this than ever be like them. I mean, the fact of the matter is, we're all okay. You know what I mean? It's not like we've been... We're okay. So, we're not able to, have the pursuit of happiness without some struggles, but we are we're okay. It's just but the government by and for and of the people, that doesn't exist anymore. I don't know if
they
ever
want
did.
They mock us and how Trump is a fascist and this and that, yet they want socialism, which is the law. Insanity.
Yeah, it is.
Socialism has killed more people worldwide than capitalism ever has.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hands down.
Yep. But you and I both know they, in school, they, you know, people don't understand that socialism isn't that the same as Marxism.
Yes, it's what holds communism together. It's all the same.
Yeah. But they don't portray it like that in school. You know, they teach these kids that, oh, no, it's good. Socialism's good. Capitalism's bad. So, but,
Oh, I've been told by people in their 20s that I don't understand communism because I'm too old.
Could you imagine it? Could you imagine that, Pooh? Could you imagine it?
And if you keep it up,
they'll call you racist. They'll call you this. They'll call you that. All right. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sticks and stones may break my bones. You know that thing. Well, I am. Oh, get a load of this, you guys. Did you hear that the IRS fired the entire group of investigators looking into the Hunter Biden and the whistleblower included in
no.
the group? That's what they said. They fired the entire group.
Are you serious?
I mean, if that's the case, this is a flat. I mean, it is a Biden mafia that we're fighting. If that's the case, I mean, how could it be anything else? Yeah, the IRS fired an entire group of investigators looking into Hunter Biden and a whistleblower included in the group accused the Biden administration of retaliating against his revelations. Wow. I did hear that a whistleblower went missing. Did you guys hear that?
No.
Yes, and there's more whistleblowers to come out because everybody thought that they would try to do some mess.
Oh. Well,
now I'm doing a Google search of that. I can't find anything on that.
On the IRS? This was on the Blaze.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on the Blaze. So I don't know if it's just that new, but you know, I mean, they're gonna reveal themselves. They always do. I mean, they always do. Eventually, we just gotta hope. Eventually, that there's some justice out there that's gonna start, you know, taking place for the innocent.
Yeah, I heard that the IRS. I heard today that the IRS is gonna start now helping people file their income taxes, prepare their taxes. And it's going to put H&R Block and all those other, yeah. And it's going to put H&R Block and all those other tax preparers out of business. Could you imagine that?
Oh,
you
God.
Want the IRS doing your taxes? Are you out of your
no.
mind?
Yeah, no joke. And why can't, you know, if we could just get enough people to just not file. Everybody needs to just stop. And nobody files.
That's
taxes.
Like the foxes teaching the chickens how to cook.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
With that, I have to go. Proof, it was nice talking to you again. It's, you know, it's just craziness out there, man. Every day, it's just something new, more crazy, more insane. And here we are.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Oh, yeah, my girl, my Alrighty. Youngest. Coming to New York next week. That scares me. Jeez.
All right, thank you, Vito.
Make sure she has. Tell her. Make sure she's got a gun.
Oh, she won't have a gun.
Well, don't go on the train.
Oh no, that she won't do. She never does that. Thank God. It's for work.
Do not
but...
go on the trains. I tell you that right now.
Okay.
You go on the train. I am a trucker. I am licensed to carry. My company says. No firearms. they say no firearms, but they don't want to know that you have them. And I got one on
right.
me. Whenever I'm driving, I have one on me. I don't care. It's a small little gun. It ain't going to, you know, it's not going to knock you down. But
right.
you come at me, I'm going to put you down one way or the other.
Right.
You know, I go into facilities and I see the sign, the gun with the in the circle with the line through it. I laugh at that. I laugh at that. This is a firearm.
Yeah.
This is a tobacco-free. This is a tobacco-free workplace. No firearms allowed. And I'm like, I laugh at that. I just
yeah.
laugh at it.
Right.
I laugh at it, but. You know, whatever. Let them have their fun. Anyway, Pooh, thanks again. It's Christine. I'll talk to you soon. I'll talk to you
Bye.
Guys soon.
Bye, Vito. Good talking
Bye,
to you.
Bye, Pooh.
All right.
Night.
I know one thing I was going to bring up. Oh, my gosh. This Jean Carroll, you know, that...
Yes.
Trump happened to pay $5 million to.
That weirdo.
Have you looked at some of her past tweets and just some of the things she said? She's kooky.
Oh, of course.
I mean, she is crazy. They're just after him because everything that she said, I mean, and he didn't, she even said he didn't physically rape her. I mean, if you look at, she wrote some kind of a, I don't know, was it in a paper or something? And, you know, people would write into her and then she would respond. I mean, she is nuts. So, and all they have to do is read, all they have to do is read some of these things. And they will see that she clearly is not okay. I mean... I don't know. Even Anderson Cooper, you saw that little clip. It made him uncomfortable. Did you see that one?
Yeah.
it's crazy.
Hey, your other buddy is on.
Oh. Who?
Bianchi, welcome in.
Oh, Bianchi.
How you guys doing?
Hey.
You know, I wanted to catch Vito where he's going, but anyway, you know, like the like that, the black man that lost his life in on the subway. Now, his 42 previous encounters with the police and criminality, he should have been in prison.
Wow.
But I'll tell you something else too. The people that he harmed. Like the lady that was pushed into the train, she should file a civil suit against him.
Absolutely.
Anytime someone does things like that to you, hit your car and take off and finally caught, don't have no financial responsibility or breaking anything, file a civil suit against them. Because who knows, some ignorant governor, like the one in California, may want to give these people reparations one day, and now you got something to go against.
Yeah.
It's just like with OJ. If he comes across some money, then that family is going to get a large portion of it. So file civil suits. Find out in your community. Your state, and I think it's like 5 years, I know it is in Missouri, where somebody aggrieved you in a particular way, file a civil suit. You can do it just by filling out the paperwork. You have a court date, and the fee is small. If they don't show up to the hearing, then they forfeit, and you can go out to their place of employment, however you want, in order to collect that money.
Yeah, I have no idea about that. That he had done that.
much. Nobody's talking about that. And this is the one you're talking about. This is the marine thing, right? Is this the same one?
What are you saying?
You guys are talking about, are we all talking about the same guy? Ouch, the Marine, sorry.
The guy that got killed, the guy that got killed by the Marine, Finney. So he had 42 previous encounters with police in court.
Yeah, I had no idea.
If it wasn't these no cash bails and all this other George Floyd stuff, he should have been in prison and he'd be alive today. I mean, if you want to look at it like that.
My goodness. There was a similar incident, talking about that kind of stuff here in St. Louis, that there was a young girl that was she hit? I'm going to have to go back and check the story, but all I know now is I'm pretty sure she died. It was a young black kid who was supposed to be in jail or on probation or something, and he got out, and it wasn't even reported that he was out somehow. Anyway, he ended up hurting his throne. It's like, had he been, like you said, in prison or where he was supposed to be, it would have never happened. And this was a young, beautiful girl that was, in the prime of her life.
That was that girl that got her legs cut off.
Yeah. Same thing.
And, that's the second time I've heard that happen. Early on, a young lady, a young black female, was sitting at a bus stop, and she was sitting on a guardrail to a parking lot. And a car comes down the street, loses the control or whatever, being chased. He runs up on the curb and hits her and cuts her legs off. That's, the way she's sitting there on the guardrail. Snaps them right off.
Wow.
In this last incident, it was a girl basketball tournament in St. Louis. And a similar incident happened to one of the female players.
Oh.
And that's ridiculous. Kim Gardner, the prosecutor, when time came for arraignment, three times, nobody from the prosecutor's office showed up.
Wow.
So the woman was incompetent. You had the squad, the congresswoman, Presley, Iliad, and you had some prosecutors, black female prosecutors, all come to St. Louis and going to stand next to her for a photo op, and they support her because there's been the beginning of movements to try to get her out. The thing that should have keyed off everybody is what she'd done to the McCloskeys by taking their weapons when they were just defending their home.
Oh, yes. Yes. I remember that. Yeah. those people were in, and that was like a private street, too, from what I remember. And
They broke the gate down.
Yeah.
They broke the gate down there on King's Highway.
Oh.
And see, the only way you would have got on that street, you would have came in on the other side of Linda and went by the guard shack. The guard wasn't going to let them in.
Yeah.
They was under the pretense that they was going to go down to the mirror, Lida Cruzan, the female, and was going to picket her house because their names was revealed to the newspaper for those that was charged with something, and they was kind of teed off.
Yeah, no, that was so wrong. Oh. Everything is just backwards right now.
And Mr. McCloskey is a lawyer, and he does work pro bono for a lot of black suspects that needs a lawyer in their criminal trial. And then they do him like that. I mean, it just don't make... I wouldn't do anything trial for anybody else after that. The hell with that thing.
Well, remember when all those black people went after Rand Paul because he was white and they were yelling at him to say her name? Like, I'm the one that wrote the bill to bring acknowledgement to this, and you're going to yell at me? They don't care.
No, they don't.
No, they don't care. They're full of a lot of hate, evil, demonic.
Yeah, liberals are not happy unless they're making you angry.
Yeah.
They're all about division.
Yeah, like, but proof. Joe Biden spoke at Howard University. Why come Kamala Harris didn't speak? She graduated from there.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh.
She's an alumni.
Interesting.
Okay. I didn't even know
that. Was she there? Was she even there?
I don't think she was. It was him there with his ridiculous rhetoric.
Are you sure that Kamala was fact-checked and that's proven to be true?
Yeah.
Hey, you don't know these people.
That could be
that's
a point.
Good point. Yeah. You got to wonder,
you know, the thing that,
even at a high school education.
Yeah. The thing that gets me is how he said to the students, to the assembly, about the number one terror in the country is being white supremacists. And he said that I ain't just saying that because I'm at a black school. Well, no, you said it wrong. The number one terror in the country is actually the black male. That's what he should have said. Then you had the head of Homeland Security being interviewed, and he made a similar statement. See, I'll tell people, check these folks. They're going to continue to make these, I mean, do what they do. They have to be checked. There's all sorts of facts out there to show that they're lying.
Absolutely.
And the same thing with filing those civil suits. File civil suits. That white woman that was beat up going into the hotel in Chicago.
Yeah.
Need to get some pictures off of the video camera, the surveillance camera, and start filing some civil suits. And I filed some suits against the police department, the mayor's. Let's go suit crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I guess those actually happen. Like you said, they have a date. You got to show up. I mean, they can't push those back, right? Civil suits, don't they have to show up to the date?
I'm assuming so.
Yeah,
but
they have they have to show up at court.
Yeah.
It's just a form you fill out. The fee is probably $50.
Yeah.
Hell, I've done it before.
Wow.
So they may not have, and you know, you can go after those people's jobs, put liens.
Oh yeah.
On their wages.
Sure.
Presented to the employer. Government withhold, same way it is with child support. Levies. Federal government does. Levies.
Yeah, and get like a garnishment, yeah.
So if you don't do those things, you just let these people walk away scot-free, they're going to tell you themselves, as soon as I get out, I'm going to do it again. Yeah, okay.
And that's what's happening right now. I mean, they're just doing whatever they want, and nobody's doing anything to them. I mean, look at all these outbursts of just the violence and stuff. I mean, it's just crazy. I don't know. I just have to wonder if at one of these moments I'm like, okay, is there a people's army somewhere around here that's going to pop up and start stopping this stuff? guess not. I don't know. I really don't know, but I did. There was just a, I just saw a video today of some guy telling people to kill, telling them to kill white people. I'm like, what is wrong with people? There's just, I don't know, I guess there's just so much immoral and evil embedded in there. I don't know, I don't think they have hearts and souls anymore. I think they're just freaking shells of human beings. Just a physical body without a soul. It's left. They were so bad, the soul just went away. I know that's what they're trying to accomplish with some of these gene therapies. And I, you guys know that they gave money again to, was it NIH or one of these companies to start researching another universal?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. That's just crazy to me. I mean, it's literally like we're just being totally ignored. But yet, then you have that let me see, what is his name? Zucrit Bhakti, you know, over in Germany. He was born, let's see, he was born over here. I think he was born in Washington. So he should be a citizen of the United States, I would think. But he, you know, he was the first one. I don't know if you guys are aware of him, but he wrote the first book about COVID when it hit. It was very quickly that he got, you know, he started looking into it. He was one of the first doctors to say, oh, no, wait a minute. You know, you got to be careful. And so he was researching everything, and he wrote the book. And I remember ordering it as soon as he released it. And great book. But he is now being, he's basically, he's a distinguished microbiologist. He's an MD. And he was sounding the alarm on the genetic manipulation and the alteration of man through gene-based COVID vaccines. Bhakti is currently facing two charges in Germany. One count of incitement of the masses and one count of trivialization of the Holocaust. So over in Germany, if you compare anything to the Holocaust, it is against the law. You can literally be arrested for it. So he's got a hearing. And if they convict him, he's going to be sentenced to 2 years in prison plus fines. But he says he's not going to stop telling the truth. So, I mean, it's sad to me. I sure hope he, you know, is saved from this, because he's been a great voice, and, you know, he's documented everything. Everything he does is factual. I mean, he explains everything. So I don't know. It's just scary when things like this happen to people that are doing good. A little bit disturbing. Bianchi, are you down in Louisiana? You guys here?
Bianchi?
Yeah, what do you say?
Oh, okay. He's there. I said, are you down in Louisiana?
You know what
right
I'm doing?
Now?
You know what
making
I'm doing?
Pasta?
I'm making Ladina's spaghetti. Ladina's spaghetti.
What is that?
I'm getting ready to put it in the oven and bake it.
Oh. Well, that sounds good. Oh, goodness.
Hey, the pizza's getting better.
Yeah.
It's not no cut and dry first try, first time you try.
That's how you live and learn.
Yeah, I really enjoyed doing it, too.
Oh, good.
Yeah, wait until you can get like me where you can throw the dough up in the air and stretch it out.
I don't know how they do that. Oh, my goodness. I just, yeah, it's amazing how some people can just do that so easily.
That's not hard.
And yes, it's not. Well, I've never tried it. And then the other one I always have trouble with, too, is like when you're sauteing in the pan and you know how they'll take the pan and they'll just like move it to try to flip the vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
I try that sometimes and half the time it ends up out on the stove. I'm like, yeah, I can't do that. So I just use the spoon.
So if we don't have anything else going on, there's one more video I'd like to throw out here.
Okay.
Russell Brand and Tulsi Gabbard. I have the Pfizer CEO going at it with RFK, but we don't have time for that.
Oh, okay.
It would be more than what we have left.
Okay.
So let's listen to Russell Brand and Tulsi Gabbard.
All Your right. government okay. are spying on you, and they're continuing to come up with new ways of spying on you and legitimizing bills that were exposed by Snowden that showed that they spied on you. Oh, but what are we going to do about Mexican drug cartels and fentanyl? What do they care about, protecting you or spying on you? Let's find out. Hello there, you 6.4 million awakening wonders. Thanks for joining me on this voyage to truth and freedom, where we learn to watch the news with a discerning eye, where we learn to analyze their rhetoric instead of blindly and blithely taking on board their propaganda, becoming pummel pulp that they can just insidiously indoctrinate with their crap and lies. And that's the story we're looking at today. They're renewing a spying bill that Snowden exposed under the guise of helping us. You know the story. You told us the story. Turn on the notification bell and subscribe right now. We make this content every single day. The algorithm will direct you towards the mainstream so they can keep you hypno-dumb. But we will give you the truth because we share it with you. This story is a fantastic one. A boring sounding bill is up for renewal, and Biden, in spite of in all of his propaganda saying a better America, a freer America, we respect you, we respect your right to be this and that and do whatever, they don't respect you at all. They're spying on you. They're lying to you. Tulsi Gabbard recently talked about the expansion of spying programs, and curiously, for all their attacks on TikTok and TikTok spying on you, or the Chinese government using TikTok to spy on you, the Biden administration themselves are pumping money into TikTok to influence you. So do they hate TikTok or do they want to control TikTok? Do they hate drug cartels or do they want to use drug cartels to spy on you? Let's get into it together. Joe Biden has recruited an army of TikTok influencers to win over Gen Z voters during his 2024 re-election run. The president's digital strategy team is connecting with social media celebrities and offering them their own briefing room in the White House. So if you see young people enthusiastically endorsing Biden, now you know why. It comes as the Biden administration has endorsed the Restrict Act, a bill which proposes a total ban or severe restrictions to the reach and power of the Chinese-owned TikTok. So they're happy to use TikTok, but they don't want their opponents, even within the Democrat Party, using TikTok. They're banning a whole bunch of pro-Marianne Williamson TikTok accounts as she's campaigning for leadership of the Democrat Party and doing very well on TikTok. This is from Tim Cox. TikTok moderators have banned at least two at Marianne Williamson supporter accounts, Marianne Williamson for Prez and Lefty Takeover. These accounts had tens of thousands of followers and no terms of service violations, but were spammed by Biden supporters mass reporting them. So they are pumping money into TikTok to promote their own campaign, shutting down Marianne Williamson, preventing her from popularizing her ideas on TikTok. Also saying that TikTok itself is insidious, but if you think it's insidious, don't put money into TikTok, right? That makes sense, doesn't it? Tulsi Gabbard is also talking about another layer of hypocrisy. While they're patting themselves on the back and reaching out a friendly hand, saying how much we love America and how free we all are, they're pushing to renew a part of the Surveillance Act that allows them to continue illegally spying on you. Well, not illegally, because it's part of the law, but intrusively spying on you. Let's get into that.
President Biden is now trying a new tactic to reauthorize that controversial surveillance program. In public and in private, administration officials are stressing the need to track Mexican cartels and their Chinese suppliers and their push for Congress to re-up FISA, Section 702 specifically, before it expires at the end of the year.
What I see when I see them doing this is they have declared the war against terrorism to be over, which was the reason that Section 702 and the secret FISA court was put in place in the first place, along with the Patriot Act, that we've shown, has been abusing our civil liberties and privacy for so long.
For a moment, pull back and have a macro look at the trajectory of recent American politics. There are often strikes, terrorist strikes, tragedies, travesties that are used to underwrite new legislation that will ultimately impede and impair you and your life. After the 9/11 attacks, which were an atrocity, the Patriot Act is introduced. Then we have the COVID pandemic, and my God, I've heard some crazy things about that lately, but ultimately it was used to introduce regulation, legislation, pro-censorship, anti-free speech laws, and now what we're having is the American drug cartels being pushed to the forefront of your mind so that you're sort of softened up to the idea that we need to continue to surveil. But just pay attention. Who are they surveilling, really? Who are they actually spying on?
But they say the war on terrorism is over, and so now who's the bad guy that they have to use as an excuse to continue to abuse their power and violate our rights and civil liberties? They're exposing themselves and their own hunger for power and how much they don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about civil liberties. They don't care about the American people and our rights. It's all about themselves and their own corruption.
And Tulsi, Republicans who are thinking of reauthorizing that, it's usually the establishment Bush types. So what's your message for them tonight?
Remember the oath that you took. When you entered that office, you swore an oath to the Constitution. That means something. And you need to uphold that oath to the American people. When you do things like this in the name of so-called national security and you go against that oath, you go against the civil liberties of the American people, doesn't matter how much lip service you give to freedom and democracy and civil liberties, your action and your vote is what actually counts, and we are watching.
I think we're at a point now where we recognize that oaths are meaningless and that we live in a layer of rhetoric and language that's completely uprooted from any principles or values. No one will be surprised if people talk about freedom and democracy, then legislate for less freedom. That kind of hypocrisy, something that we have all become somewhat inured to. Let me know in the chat if you agree. The Biden administration is leaning into a politically potent issue, fentanyl trafficking from Mexico, to convince lawmakers to reauthorize a controversial George W. Bush-era surveillance program before it expires at the end of the year. Even the fentanyl crisis, which is a result of irresponsibility in the pharmaceutical industry, that wouldn't have happened without all of the donations and lobbying money that the Democrat Party and the Republican Party both received. That crisis wouldn't have happened with proper regulation and proper legislation. It would have been stopped. You wouldn't be able to lie. You wouldn't be able to get away with that kind of stuff. Well, after you take that hit to the face, the deaths, the travesties, the tearing of the social fabric and the social contract, they'll use it again to say, you know whose fault that was? Mexicans. What? Not the Sackler family, not Purdue Pharma, not a culture that allows giant corporations to have undue sway over the political process. No, it's much simpler than that. It's Mexicans. The Biden administration has mounted a campaign urging Congress to renew provisions of a U.S. law that legalizes secret, warrantless surveillance of individuals and organizations all over the world on the grounds of national security interests. If you get the time, watch the Biden campaign video again. All of the talk of bringing people together and standing up to people that hate our freedoms and all this stuff, it doesn't mean anything to them. Oaths don't mean anything to them. It can't mean anything to them. Their existence would pop and implode if they were to have recourse to principles. They are not able to do it. All they can do is continue to ride the amoral conveyor belt that got them to where they are now and will take them to where they're ultimately going. It's down to you to have principles and values. You're not going to get them from them. Although the American political media establishment will not say so, it's well known that FISA Section 702 was passed in 2008 to provide a legal fig leaf for secret U.S. intelligence and FBI surveillance of the electronic communications of people both inside and outside the country. The secret spying activity, which compels the cooperation of communication service providers and internet and social media platforms in a conspiracy against fundamental constitutional rights, was exposed in detail for the first time by Edward Snowden in 2013. This means that they can look at your text and listen to your communications by forcing private communication providers, like whoever provides your cell phone or whatever, to comply with them. That law is about to expire because they can't use the excuse of terrorism anymore, so they're inventing a new excuse. It's Mexico, baby. As explained by the Electronic Frontier Foundation, EFF, Section 702 authorizes the U.S. government to routinely collect and search the online communications of innocent Americans without a warrant through what are commonly called upstream and PRISM, now called downstream surveillance. Don't change the name of it, it's confusing enough already. All it basically means is they can look at your stuff without a warrant. Don't give the state too much power. They're not going to use it to protect you, they're going to use it to control you. These activities violate Fourth Amendment rights against unreasonable searches and seizures. That constitution don't mean nothing to them. The details of PRISM were disclosed by Snowden in a series of documents that indicated it is the number one source of raw intelligence used for NSA analytic reports. That's what they're primarily using to underwrite their power, their criminal prosecutions. That's their material, their fuel. They can't live without it. They can't ever rescind the power they're given. We saw this throughout the pandemic. New regulation, new legislation. When does it roll back? You have to have Mexicans to blame in order to do that. That is why we have to be vigilant against racist language or any hateful language or othering whenever it appears, because they're usually deploying it to get you to hate people that don't have any real power so that they can increase their ability to surveil and control you. So again, not being racist or bigoted or prejudiced or whatever is not just a moral choice, although it is one. It's also a very sensible strategy if you're interested in controlling your own life. The program enables the National Security Agency, NSA, and Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, to gather targeted electronic communications from the major internet service providers on demand without a warrant, store them in massive databases, and search through them as they see fit. So they're just taking all of our information, mine, yours, all of it, and then one day in the future, we don't like that guy anymore since he's not, you know, cropping up on award shows and being lighthearted. Let's just see if he's ever said anything we'd, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. So what do they care about really? Morals, ethics, or do they care about retaining power? Let me know in the chat. Do you want them having that amount of power? You fund that, by the way. They can't fund it on their own. It's your taxpayer dollars being used to prosecute. Well, if you've done nothing wrong, you've got nothing to fear. Okay, let's hope these people never get the ability to deepfake stuff. Then we'll all be fine forever. In a letter dated February 28th to the four leaders of the Senate and House, Attorney General Merrick Garland and Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines say the prompt renewal of the surveillance law is urgent because it has proven invaluable again and again in protecting American lives and U.S. national security. Well, they would say that, wouldn't they? They're not going to say because ultimately the enemy is the domestic population. We have to be able to control them. If we can't control them, we don't have a game anymore. That is our game. Once they're free and independent and running their own communities, guess what you don't need? National Security Agency, CIA. And as RFK said in our fascinating conversation, you can see that on Rumble, that of course there are good people working at the CIA and NSA. I personally know great people that work in the police force in my country, the UK. But these systems, these laws are exploitative. The fact that there's no one saying, hey, we're not doing this. The war on terror isn't happening anymore. So let's not pretend there's a new thing called war on Mexico. However, the examples given by AG Garland and DNI Haines of the effectiveness of Section 702 are taken straight from the propaganda list of enemies of US imperialism, such as conventional and cyber threats posed by the People's Republic of China, Russia, Iran, and the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. The Biden administration officials give a sketchy description of the procedures of the FISA law, including the functioning of the Secret Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, FISC, and its annual comprehensive review of the program. FISC almost never denies a request for warrantless surveillance. After nearly 40 years of its existence, the court approved 99.998% of the applications, effectively making it a rubber stamp for the intelligence agencies. Whoa, you're acting as if we simply pass all of the requests for warrantless surveillance, do you? No, there were two over the 40-year history that we didn't. Did you just make them yourself so that you could say no to something? Well, I don't know. There was a Mr. Anonymous guy and a Miss Made-up name. And we certainly weren't about to have their privacy spied on, so don't worry. Fisk has got your back. The letter goes on to say that Fisk has consulted with outside advisors on multiple occasions as it exercises its rigorous and ongoing oversight of the US government's implementation of and compliance with these procedures. However, as numerous oversight and compliance reports have shown, those performing the surveillance routinely violated the procedures of the FISA law and continued to carry out queries and electronic spying on US citizens, claiming that such crimes were an inadvertent mistake. Routinely. That means they don't have to sort of think about it anymore. Brush your teeth, comb your hair. It's like a routine of spying on you when they get caught. Hey, wait, whoa, whoa. Did you do some more of the surveillance on those people that was against the law? Oh, yeah. I must have got caught up in my routine and it was an inadvertent mistake. Like I knocked it over a glass of water with my elbow and spied on all your private data. Well, we'll get Fisk onto this. Oh, well, let me see now. Yep, nope, that seems okay. Keep going. With all of this data being captured and all of these breaches, there must be a spate of people being prosecuted. No one has ever been charged or prosecuted for these violations of the US Constitution. No one. Everyone's getting spied on. No one's getting prosecuted. It's called the system. There is no doubt that the urgency behind the White House campaign for Congress to act on the renewal of Section 702 is motivated by the geostrategic aims of the Biden administration and connected with the war against Russia in Ukraine and the intensification of military provocations against China. So it's part of deep state geopolitical activity that you haven't voted for. That's why someone like Tulsi Gabbard is a good person. Even if you don't agree with her on a bunch of stuff or you've got reasons you don't like Tulsi Gabbard, she's actually saying things that would make a difference. Hey, don't renew that thing. That's making stuff worse. Same with Robert F. Kennedy I spoke to. You might not like him. You might not agree with some of his stances on a medicine or something like that. But he's actually saying things that would be a big, big problem to the state. So whatever smears they start to come up with for Tulsi or RFK, you know that the real issue is, no, get away from our shit. Before President Biden nominated Haines for Director of National Intelligence, the first woman to hold the position, she had built up a resume of lawlessness as a legal hack for the US State Department during the Bush administration 2003 and 2006, and then with the Obama administration 2008-2010. Even something sensitive, relevant, and important, like achieving some gender balance in the workplace and allowing opportunities for people that don't conventionally or traditionally or historically get those opportunities, is used to exploit you. And now, to spy on you lawlessly, get ready everyone, a woman! Hooray! Spy away, lady! Smash that glass ceiling! Spy on me with your different genitals from the person that used to spy on me! Progress! Progress! In 2013, Haines was selected by Obama as deputy director of the CIA, where in 2015 she protected the intelligence personnel involved in the hacking of the computers of Senate staffers who were writing the Intelligence Committee's report on CIA torture. Haines played a major role in redacting the Senate report, allowing only 525 of the 6,700 pages in the document to be released to the public. Do you know, though, what was in those redacted pages of CIA torture? Well, I don't know, like evidence of CIA torturing people that if we read it would make us think, whoa, do we need the CIA if all they're doing is torturing people? No, it wasn't that at all. It was the plans for a surprise party for your birthday, and you've ruined it. You're just like your Pfizer. During her years in the CIA, Haines worked directly with then-director John Brennan in selecting individuals for targeted drone killings. Oh my God, this is not... Okay, the good news, I suppose, is that it's feminist. What is the droning of these targeted killings and the cover-up of CIA torture? That's feminism. That's your argument. It's the best we can do, I'm afraid. She wrote the legal policies, guidelines, and procedures for carrying out the drone attacks that resulted in the murder of innocent civilians. Nothing to worry about there, then. We're simply celebrating, fating, and doubling down on lawyers and individuals that are opposed to your freedom, up for killing children, presumably innocent civilians in any case, redacting information that would doubtlessly trouble us if we had access to it, spying on the American population en masse, cleansing TikTok of any opposing voices to the president, meanwhile funding TikTok influencers that are pro the administration. When people say things like, hey, is this a bit like Russia or China? You think, no, it can't be. I've seen China and Russia on the telly, and everyone's wearing sort of like boiler suits, and it's all a bit grey and drab and queuing up for a loaf of bread or Tiananmen Square and stuff like that. that. But it is. It is like that. They've sprinkled a little bit of sugar on it, but you try and see where the limits of your freedom are. You live within a box that they allow you to be in. You push against that wall a little bit, they're coming for you. They've already got the data. They're already fully loaded. And when they come to investigate it, they'll make it look like it was your fault and you somehow deserved it. This isn't freedom. When you find dissenting voices, I believe whether on the left or the right, you've got no choice actually but to just embrace it, because the system itself needs to be significantly addressed. Whether you're a traditionalist who believes in the founding fathers and their principles and all of that, or you're a very progressive person thinking, no, we could build a better society that's fairer and more, it doesn't matter actually. What matters is we get our hands around the seriousness of this problem immediately and recognize that divided, we will not be able to deal with it. United, we might have a chance. But it's physically a serious struggle. But that's just what I think. Let me know what you think in the comments and the chat. Turn on the notification bell and subscribe to our channel. We make this content every day. You know what they want you watching? They want you watching the other stuff. If you enjoyed this video, have a look at either of these. But more important than any of that, please, stay free.
All right, so that gave us just enough time to consider what they discussed and any last-minute stuff, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Russell Brand, and I really like Tulsi Gabbard. I wish she could be in there almost with Kennedy, you know? Or just with one of them, but I know she left the Democratic Party, so I wish he could see that. So, but there's no way he'll.
I'll tell you what I think. I think that any rules that come out of these agencies, IRS, ATF, the EPA, OSHA, they should be voted on by Congress. They should be voted on by Congress. You got these heads like Garland. You got the other guys over Homeland Security, and they're interpreting a law themselves and making rules that we all have to live under. Those rules should be voted on by Congress because they're unconstitutional in many cases at a time. And who's got the money to be going through all the process, going through the courts and things? No, let Congress vote on it. Anyway, that's my opinion.
Yeah, I'd let the people vote on them. I mean, that's what that Jerry Day was talking about. You know, we're the ones that should be voting on all of this. Because, yeah, we hired them, you know, we put them in positions because we trusted them to do this stuff for us. They're not doing it for us anymore. I mean, the whole thing, they just need to be dissolved. I mean, they are not working for us in any way, shape, or form anymore. About as corrupt as it gets.
So what else do you have going on this week, Christina?
I've got three smoothie clients now a week that I have to make 8 smoothies for them. So 24 smoothies a week.
About 10 years ago, I had a smoothie business for a while.
Yeah. And then I've got 2 trips. So I've got to book a group trip for some people and a European ticket. Somebody, I said, I get hit all at once. I like have nothing calls at once. So you still feel like you're getting over what you were going through today?
About 20 minutes ago, I started coughing for some unknown reason.
There's probably something in the air.
Probably talking too much.
Who knows? It's liable to be that new junk that they're bringing out there.
Yeah. Anyway, we're done for the night. Thank you, Christina. Thank you, Bianchi. And thank you, Vito, if you're still listening.
Yeah.
We will be
Thanks,
back
everybody.
Tomorrow. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the first negative show here, but until tomorrow. Hold on to the handrail. Keep the hold alive. Remember, we'll just be the fire. I am negative, and I am